Check it out now. No doubt now. Yeah. Check it out now. No doubt, yeah. Special girl, real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Caught her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. Spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, it's such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at, check it, yeah, look at
check
me.
Check it,
look at that.
Check it,
look at me. Yeah,
yeah, it's such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at
y'all, check it,
look at me.
Check it,
look at y'all,
check it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a vibrant thing. Vibrant, Getting back to my MC status, all the willy that I kick make the other niggas maddest. Moving to yo Tana situation. Shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I a strong back nigga? Well, shit, yeah. Plus we can hold the convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. But nigga, for real, you would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big weight. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Just move your little thing. Move it around and shake a little thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, you're such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing.
89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill, 4 minutes past the hour in our J Dilla special. There, J Dilla being the producer there and collaborator with Q-Tip on Amplified, a record they released back in 99. Vibrant Thing, the name of that one. Before that, we played a Double Shot from his unreleased beat CDs in the J Dilla. We heard the first two tracks off that. We kicked off the whole set with Stressed Out from his collaboration with A Tribe Called Quest. Woo! Some good stuff there, man.
Heck yeah. Hey, listen, we're about to get into the crazy furiousness part of this little set. We're going to start off with probably one of the most influential produced, like, classic beat tracks, albums, Donuts. I've heard it here on WXYC, and you know you guys have heard it before. But this album was so important because around the time that this came out, which was actually a couple, like, not too long after he passed away, it had such a powerful influence and to be able to move so many huge audiences without crazy kind of violent lyrics. It was basically this pure, like, authentic sound. And so anyway, we're going to bring some of that to you. I use these sounds because I can play this stuff, and then you'll see it later on in the hour. The Furious Show basically tries to spin in some crazy political sounds and craziness. So it was perfect for me to use Dilla and some of the Flying Lotus and other stuff that he's influenced because it's so kind of pure and from the heart. So hopefully you enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here, let's listen with someone from the Donuts. This is J Dilla. You're tuned to 89.3 WXYC Chapel Hill.
Check. Yeah. song obsolete is the punk that talk more junk than several sales. I jet propel at a rate to complicate the mental state as I invade the masquerade. They couldn't fade with the clipper blade. 10 years in the trade is not enough, you can't cut it. I let you take a swing and you butted for an easy out. I leave him seized with doubt of exceeding. My name is Booty Brown and I'm proceeding, leading. They try to follow but they shallow and hollow. I can see right through them like an empty 40 bottle of OE. They have no key or no clue to the game at all. Now they washed up, hung out to dry, standing looking stupid, wondering why. Why, man? It was the fame that they tried to get. Now they walking around talking about represent and keep it real. But I got to appeal because they existed in the fantasy when holding it still.
Rock-a-bye, baby. Listen to your heartbeat pumping to a fine. Ravine of all things, it's the vein of a shrine. Omissions impossible or possible, cause I'm headed for a new sector 365. Days from now, I'll wipe the sweat from my eye. And each and every tremble stick will fall from the skies of my cloud nine. From homies all the way to ticks, no matter how fine. Controlling it's a stolen way to wreck a proud mind. You hold it in your hands and watch a man start crying. Tear after tear in the puppet man's hands. Every time you take a stance, you do the puppet man's dance. And the world's at a standstill. Deep in broken man's bill, trapped in the moat with an anvil still. Killing yourself and dogging your health. You ain't amphibious, so grab a hold of yourself.
My will, my flow still will spill. Toxic, slick to shock, sick like electrocute. When I execute acutely over the rhythm on those that pollute, extra dosages is what I gotta give them. Got a mad and trembling, cause I've been up in my lab assembling missiles to bomb the enemy, because they envy me in the making of my mad currency. Currently, I think we're in the state of an emergency, cause niggas done sold they souls, and now they souls is hollow. And I think they can't follow, they can't swallow the truth because it hurts. This is how I put it down, this is my earth, my turf. The worth of my birth is a billion, and you know what time it is, I'm gonna make a million. Yeah, you know what time is it.
We'd all like to welcome you here to this new flight. Now entering 50,000 feet. Get you higher than the sky. All day and all night. You have to enjoy the ride. Got to enjoy the ride now. This is gonna last at least 5 minutes of your time, but a whole lifetime of the real ride.
89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill, Far Side, classic
drop.
There we go. Drop from the Far Side. Yes. All right. Before that, we heard it's from Stepson of the Clapper from the Donuts. Is that right?
That's right.
And then the Heist before that, an instrumental from the album Champion South. That's a collaboration that he did with Madlib, right?
Yep. J-Lib.
J-Lib. Another wonderful collaboration. Man, I miss him. Anyway. Yes. What we got up next, Furious?
All right. Well, as I mentioned, and I should just let folks know, this show coming up here may be offensive to some listeners who are so inclined to not be able to dance and have their heads bob forth and back, because we've got some crazy stuff coming up with definitely more of the Donuts, but I'm going to bring in some of the crazy sounds and stuff that I do on part of the kind of Furiousness radio that I'm a part of. You can check it out at furiousg.blogspot.com. But more importantly, this show is actually some of the mixes that I did that includes some Donnie Darko and a lot of the crazy current politics relating to, you'll hear it and you can make up your own mind. I'm Furious. You can learn more about it. Stick around.
Yeah. So thanks for tuning in and thanks for listening. This is Thursday Night Feature featuring the sounds and music of J Dilla, JD. Keep it locked here. We'll be listening to this wonderful music that this man has been laying down until he left us way back now in 2006 at a very, very young age. So anyway, keep it locked here. We'll be listening a lot more of J Dilla.
Infinity. 1,000 feet. 900 feet. 500 feet. 0.
Ground Zero. Ground Zero.
the office of one of my personal attorneys.
Jennifer.
Lily Woodchuck has been saying it for a long time.
Our president is the United States of America. We're talking about dirt.
Ago, a foreign policy expert on the international level went to advise Donald Trump, and three times he asked about the use of nuclear weapons. Three times he asked, at one point, if we have them, why can't we use them?
You also said, though, that you might support Japan and South Korea developing nuclear weapons of their own. Isn't that completely contradictory?
No, not at all. Look, you have North Korea has nuclear weapons, and he doesn't have a carrier yet, but he's got nuclear weapons. He soon will have. At some point, we have to say, you know what? We're better off if Japan protects itself against this maniac in North Korea. We're better off, frankly, if South Korea is going to start to protect itself. Here's the thing. With Japan,
he wants to go to
we
war
have to let them
first.
Protect himself.
The diplomacy second.
And a hawkish television commentator who the president actually really likes.
Who's a big proponent of the war in Iraq.
Is a hawk.
Who is Mr. Bolton and how will this matter?
I don't want that moment where John Bolton's in the limousine with the president going, yeah, you can nuke him. Get him. Get him, John. Get him. They're a small guy.
Do it. Put your hand on a scanning screen and you'll go down in history with me.
No, I know nothing about them, so I wouldn't be doing that.
You cowardly bastard. You're not the voice of the people. I am the voice of the people.
Yeah. 27 minutes past the hour, you're tuned to 89.3 FM, WXYC, Chapel Hill, celebrating the music and life of J. Dilla, J.D. What we hear there? What was that last cut there?
That was some crazy mixing I did way back in the day with some Dilla and Donnie Darko inspired stuff. We actually included some sounds from the Dead Zone book/movie, just all in a way to kind of talk about how craziness how crazy it is going down right now. So that's what we do on the Furious Show.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of stuff there from J. Dilla's Donuts. We tried to feature that for the last 20 minutes or so. We heard at least four cuts from there. You Love, Lightworks, The Factory, and Gobstopper. Probably his most famous and most influential record, Donuts. So we wanted to feature that this hour here.
We got a couple more of those coming up, so stick around for some more of The Difference and Two Can Win. And then also we're going to jump back into some crazy more Furious talk clips. So
all right.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep it here for 30 more minutes or so to the 11 o'clock hour. And then we got another DJ on. I'm going to play some of his favorite J. Dilla cuts. 89.3 FM, WXYC, Chapel Hill.
Furious!
Veterans of work in Trump Tower, both in the campaign and the Trump organization, recalled that Michael Cohen used to speak sometimes of actually taping conversations, including phone calls, and would occasionally, one person told us, play them back even for a small audience. So yes, this habit of occasionally taping conversations has created some unease in Trump world, both in New York and in Washington.
And you have multiple people in Trump world telling you that this is a concern, front of mind thing? Are they, I mean, I it's weird. Sort of this, but I'll ask you anyway. Are they trying to spin us? Like, what's the angle here that they are making this public?
Well, one of the things that we've learned every day, it seems there's a little bit more we learned about what was in the search warrant that preceded the raid on Michael Cohen's office in New York, hotel room and private residence. And among the things that were seized were computers and phones and so forth. And a couple of the people with whom we spoke said that Cohen used to, when he would occasionally take conversations with others, he kept them digitally on his computer.
Right now, I'm trying to get this money, man. We gotta get this plan. We gotta make this shit happen, right? You know what I'm saying? All right, it's tough, boy. All right. God damn.
After the heist takes place.
Oh, shit, man. All because of cash. Now I'm mashing on the gas. Left wigging with the gas. This is worse than the last. Man, still chasing rainbows. Now I'm in the eighth position, feeling mass stress. Stuck up on the mission, wishing I took a different route. Drinking on Guinness stout. Man, the cops is coming up to go to jail. Hey, no, I gotta be out. What kind of chicken out? All I wanna see is my clout. Then I go kicking out my honey, celebrate because she out.
And I'm gonna marry Donald Trump.
The death of Mr. Wing removes the last obstacle to developer Daniel Clamp's long-delayed Chinatown project.
One for this White House. NBC News breaking the news that the timetable for delivering a report on obstruction of justice may now be sped up. It's a presidential interview by the Mueller team. That report will likely include Mueller's findings on now familiar White House flashpoints, the Comey firing, the president's role in responding to news of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with Russians in Trump Tower, the president's lawyer, John Dowd, floating those pardons for Mike Flynn and Paul Manafort, and Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, being pressured not to recuse himself in the Russia probe. NBC News also reporting, quote, Mueller would then likely send a confidential report to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is overseeing the Russia investigation. Rosenstein could decide whether to make the report public and send its findings to Congress. From there, Congress would then decide whether to begin impeachment proceedings against the president.
Choices you've made and the people you've touched. If this world were to end, there would only be you, the egos, and all the
else. So it's a real incentive for a president to lie, to deceive, to manipulate sufficiently to get the war started. And then they've got a long way to go without any sort of substantive challenge that says, hey, this war has to end.
Then appealing for public support for his peace policy, Mr. Nixon said the enemy cannot defeat or humiliate the United States. Only Americans, he said, can do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Trump.
Wake up, Tommy.
I wish I had that voice. Well, welcome.
I can do anything I want, and so can you. We are in great danger.
And look what we have. I love you people. I hear them a lot.
Sent out a rare midday tweet today. Quote, I have agreed with the historically cooperative, disciplined approach that we have engaged in with Robert Mueller, unlike the Clintons. I have full confidence in Ty Cobb, my special counsel, and have been fully advised throughout each phase of the process. The team of reporters breaking the big news for us today.
included these tapes that Michael Cohen would make occasionally of people with whom he was having a conversation.
I want to go back and get a reaction to that from Harry and Vanita, because the legal implications to me here seem profound. Harry, can you imagine the nuclear care with which the FBI and Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office folks are going through the evidence that they have collected from Michael Cohen?
Right. So first of all, very unlikely to be attorney-client privilege. But the main thing that this does to me is sort of reinforce the whole mob family thing. We're in the second half of Goodfellas here, where everyone is scurrying, everyone's scared of everyone else, and it's coming clear that people have been kind of taking precautions for when the day would come. In terms of that evidence, you know, we don't know, but presumably Cohen would have kept the most vivid, the most incriminating. We have reason to think that that would be very incriminating indeed. And I just want to tell you, as a lawyer and prosecutor, nothing like a tape. Nothing like a tape in the defendant's own voice.
Said about sort of the norms and institutions of independence. I keep thinking about what it's like in that Department of Justice at this moment of peril. I mean, and one of the things you get in the Comey book is this culture clash. I mean, Comey is, whatever his particular politics or ideology are, he's very much a creature of that building. He's very much a creature of the DOJ. He's
no response yet from the White House, Nicole, but sources familiar with this discussions, this process, tell us that those negotiations between the president's legal team and the team of special counsel Robert Mueller have largely broken down at this point in the wake of that dramatic raid of the president's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Now,
the world has been waiting to see if President Trump would respond with military action. And because this is a decision that could lead to an all-out war, the president announced his decision with all the gravitas it demanded.
President Trump is up and firing off tweets about the situation in Syria.
Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice and new and smart.
It's hard to see how this is anything but the president of the United States declaring war on Twitter.
I feel like we joked about this, and now it's become real. Because when Trump got elected, we were like, he's going to start a war on Twitter. Ha! And then before he got elected, we were like, he's going to become president. Ha! Yeah, it turns out every joke about Trump is just a headline that hasn't happened yet.
for what?
.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill. This is Will, your host of the Thursday Night Feature, featuring the life and times of J. Dilla, J.D. And we'll be featuring for the last 45 minutes or so heavily on his second studio album that he released called Donuts. Came out in February of 2006. It was actually released on the day of his 32nd birthday and 3 days before his death. That's right, he left us at the very young age of 32 years old and has given us years of music to listen to. Some of the mixing there was done here by Furious, who's in the studio. Say hello.
What's up, you guys? Hey, yeah, that's some seriously important Dylan-ness on the Donuts album. I like to spin it into my radio show. But also, just so you guys know, Dilla was, you know, kind of a progressive forward thinker, and we've got an interesting song coming up here in a few seconds that definitely resonates with some of us.
That's right. So stay tuned here. We got more Dilla to come all the way to the midnight hour. This is 89.3 FM. WXYC Chapel Hill.
Furious!
It's for you. It's for you. Yeah, it's for my street. Feel it. On the count of three, safe. The police. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, applauding it.
Ram random.
We could lose a few of them, we got enough of them. My niggas on the corner, then we diving and dunking them. It's getting pulled over, end up them. For real, and see now we got these fake cops. They thought he had it, made a mistake, cops. I hate cops, turn on the TV. Is this another cop busted from illegal business? They out of control, they out of their minds. They pulling you over, they hopping inside. Just know you got drugs and know you got. And they know when they mad, when they can't find none. Stupid, don't you know they give in at the stash box? They need a key to get in it. And the offended people, all oh, y'all off the wall, get stupid, dog. Don't hold back, don't let go. Don't say damn, just say whoa. Gangs of us grow deep. We OGs fill up the whole Jeep. Hell with the flows and then with the beats. Hell in the rover, it's over homes the whole these. The reason we hold things is no peace in the streets with the police in the streets. Yo, it's cops the old though for O's and keys. It's more than the beef with the 5-0 in the streets with the 5-0. It's a game of survival, dude. Now tell me, who protects me from you? I got people who buy some from you. And all I see in the news is cop corruption. Getting popped for nothing and getting stopped and the cop pull out blocks and bust them. Y'all need to get for nothing, cause we don't hold back, we let go. We don't say damn, we just say whoa.
Thank you.
fell all apart inside because I hadn't heard that voice in such a long time. I turned around.
FBI agents watching this from Michael Cohen's hotel room. Hi, guys. If you're there, remember, just order the porn because the porn is on the president. And the porn stars are, too. Of course, I'm talking about yesterday's big raid on Trump attorney and man realizing he left his soul on the bus, Michael Cohen. Now, a lot of people are expecting me to celebrate just because this is devastating to Donald Trump. But we're not going to be dropping a bunch of Michael Cohen confetti tonight because the FBI got all of his papers before he could shred them. But, and however, I'm not allowing myself... I'm to feel about this, okay? I'm gonna be professional, but it is a huge deal. This exact moment, as I speak, FBI agents are so far up in Trump's business that they're reading his emails with a proctoscope. Investigators snapped up Cohen's computer, personal financial records, even his phone. Now he's gonna have to threaten porn stars by telegram. Agents also took all material related to a 2016 payment Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. In this case, the FBI actually does stand for female body inspector.
Select from the sound booth, collect grammar like panhandler on skid row. My John Doe will build a vision where Thor can go walking without the devil hawking. Stakes is high like weed smoke, we need folk to shed the truth.
Ain't no lie, I got souls. Role models, teachers, and guardians. Ever all ends with rockin' for seven and sins. Raw intercourse and mother nature. She likes to bang to the left. Teach our women and children only the best. Stakes is higher than the highest mountain, most death.
This is the 21st century, yeah, this show quaint. All the patches got battle cry and war paint. I do what some can, cause I is who they ain't. That ain't stroking my sack, it's just a black ink fact. Boy, ain't no keeping me back. It's most deaf is the handle. Try to test and get suppressed like a government scandal. Exhibit is exquisite, man, a level degree. Fly high in the sky with the super MC.
Yo, I write lines like I come from New York City. Rolling with committees, making your whole life shitty. Shutting down your tactic. And you best to believe brothers become permanent enemies when they soul is extracted. And ain't no zigging like the one I know. Cause what I know is the zigging must gotta go. Make me feel I need to buy a fofo.
Bloop, bloop, sending them express the health. Classic material like Run DMC and Lee's.
4 out of 5, every Jeep owner agrees that it's them damn hot sticks that make you pump your brakes, pump your brakes, pump your brakes. Give it to 55, y'all.
Stakes is high. You know them stakes is high. You're dealing with them. Stakes is high. Man, the stakes is high.
Doctor, I'ma make those house calls and exercise those. Most of people getting burnt playing that toast close. Crumble eye, sky tumbling down. Stay humble eye, saddle up and ride. Beware who you idolize. Religious hypocrites who beat my way. Elbow in the face. I mean, no lies. System so live. Put one soul in mind.
We went from picking over the pot directly to jail. Now we think we better ourselves. Trying to be calm when you're puffing that.
Hey.
In the middle of the barn. Stopping thoughts so you can stretch a minute and yawn. Funeral lawns are drunk from kids pouring out liquor. Respecting life. We met up with death a little quicker. And we live the body, rock the party. Until the party rocks the body. Cause the scuffle broke loose due to too much juice and gin. Running the minds of opposing men.
Hey yo, my men's gonna have to learn when to say when. When to ask why, you accept the beast theory cause you dwelling in this style. Can't face it man to man, son, I see it in your eye. Conceal it why I try to display it, when you relay it, it's just a lie.
There was a lovely lady whose intent I thought I had on Rosa Parks. But her ex came to town and took back her heart. And she left me standing silly in the dark with a mic. Caught up in expression. And learning lessons of depression. Sometimes it seems I can't connect with female beings. Till my little IMO wakes me out in her dreams. And her facial gleams are sweet, but soon to switch to bitter. Cause when she reaches 16, she'll be considered a piece of meat. Not a treat for the trick, the sex and showers. People kick last days, we in the last hour. Minutes and seconds, I reckon it won't be long. To record it, ways of striving will be dead and gone. But this Lord's coming through, despite who try to see me. These brothers are too hard, sisters are too easy.
Revolutionize people, God bless them. Nine times out of ten, men and women pretend, immobilize, common allies, fight beside a death with evil water tight. But everything in life has a price, love that very molasses. So smart, stupid, hard heads create soft asses.
So like molasses, that's how you move, how we prove with that. I'm with the full pack to keep it native. Like turns, we run the liquors for all the herbs, baby. Can't write without that excitement, but when you come down, your shit is dumbfound. We ground, sound sweet like Monday, Sunday, speaking one day. We pray the Lord's a masterpiece to fill in seats. And I'm out like Reese.
Okay. There comes a time.
FM WXYC celebrating the music of Jay Dilley here on the Thursday Night Feature. If it's 9 o'clock on Thursday night on WXYC, it's the Thursday Night Feature. And tonight we're celebrating Jay Dilla. We've been playing a lot of stuff from in the background. In fact, is from his album Donuts. This one's Time. Before that, the Stone Cold classic Stakes is High. I heard Jay Dilla's De La Soul collaboration, and then F the Police before that with Jay Dilla, and a couple more cuts from Donuts. Thanks for stopping by, Furious. It was nice,
man,
to bring your stuff over.
Thanks for having me.
It's always nice to celebrate music of Dilla with a friend.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, he's so influential on the, you know, the work that I'm involved in, including this next song coming up here, another Far Side track. Run In, this song is just so important to, you know, a lot of the early hip hop, so I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. That brings back a lot of memories for me as well. So keep it locked here. We're going to be playing Dilla stuff all the way up to the midnight hour. So still another 60 minutes of Jay Dilla to come.
Furious!
Can't keep running away.
I used to never get. Cause all I got was upset when niggas used to be like, and try to sweat a nigga like the lip. For no reason at all, I can't recall cause niggas rolling C's in my face. Down the hall, I'm kicking it in the back of the school eating chicken at 3. Wondering why is everybody always picking on me. I tried to talk and tell them, chill, I did nothing to deserve this. But when it didn't work, I wasn't scared, just real nervous and unprepared to deal with scrapping, no doubt. My pappy never told me how to knock a nigga out. But now in 95, I'm a survivor, it's a man on my own. Fuck around with fat lip, yeah, shit get blown. I'm not trying to show no macho is shown. But when it's on, then it's on.
Can't keep running away. Up on his own, can't depend on friends to help you in a squeeze. Please, they got problems of their own. Therefore, they count on 7 chicken 6. Don't get to heaven till they face these fears and these fear zones. Used to get jacked back up in high school. I played it cool just so some real shit won't get full blown. Being where I'm from, they let the smoke come quicker than an evil redneck can lead to helpless color figure. And as a victim, I am really low key. Still, the keyhole itself got lower than me. So I stood up and let my free form form free. Said, I'm gonna get some before they knock it out me. I don't sweat it. I let the bullshit blow in the breeze. In other words, just the breeze. Yeah.
In any position with me, cause when you in my position, it ain't never easy to do any type of maintaining. Cause all the gaming and training from entertaining is hella straining to the brain. But I can't keep running, I just gotta keep keen and cunning.
Can't keep running away. Can't keep running away.